Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the biosphere, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Dave, and bringing you another episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to you about SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder. Have you ever suffered from that at all? Do you know what it is? So I used to suffer all the time from that, as far back as I can remember, going back to school days, probably even in, I don't remember elementary school, but maybe junior high or high school, whenever the summer would be winding down, ending, and especially when we got to Labor Day, and then when we had to move the clocks back, and it would get dark earlier, for some reason, I would just feel sad. I didn't know what it was. I always thought it was because I was going back to school, and that was the main reason. I thought it just made sense, you know, going back to school after a really cool summer, didn't like it. But then, even after I finished school and had no more school, I still experienced sad feelings around Labor Day. Right around Labor Day, that was like Memorial Day was always the holiday that I loved because that meant the summer was coming. Summer was coming along, but when we got to Labor Day and around that time, especially when the days started getting shorter, even after school, I started not feeling right. Something just didn't feel good, and I never really did much about it, because I just thought maybe that's the way everybody feels. You know, I used to also get the Sunday evening blues, like when I either had to return to school on Monday or return to work. So I just felt maybe everybody feels that way, especially, you know, when it's the end of the summer. Nobody wants the summer to end. But little did I realize that there really is a medical issue or a disorder, a psychological disorder called SAD. Appropriately named SAD because seasonal affective disorder. And studying more about this in more recent times, I've come to learn that because of the shortened days, you know, there's not as much sunlight, it messes with certain things in your body, especially your circadian rhythm. And you know what circadian rhythm is. That's, you know, your body has a clock. And your body knows when it wants to wake up and when it wants to go to bed and you know, what it wants to do during the day. That is your circadian rhythm. That's like embedded in our DNA really, really deeply. And there's not a whole lot we can change about our DNA or our circadian rhythm. That's how our bodies work. And also the shorter days mess with our serotonin level. Serotonin is what it's kind of like makes you feel good. The more serotonin, the happier you feel, I believe, to an extent. You don't want too much serotonin because that could also cause problems, but also melatonin. Melatonin is the hormone that gets your body prepared for sleep. So closer to evening time, your body starts producing more melatonin so it can wind down and go to sleep. And when it's, you know, the room gets, when it's darker outside, your body senses that. And then of course, when you wake up, you don't have as much melatonin, you're not producing as much melatonin. So your body is a really, really smart, well-oiled machine that knows all this stuff. But again, that comes into play when the days start getting shorter around Labor Day or so, and when the summer's ending, many of us just don't feel right. So I know a lot of people in that situation, a lot of people. And one of the things, one of the ways that people cope with this seasonal affective disorder, well, there are many ways. There's of course pharmaceuticals, antidepressants, but there's something called a like an indoor, I don't know the exact name of it, but it's like some type of indoor light that shines bright on you. And you're supposed to use it maybe a couple hours during the day. Like when you're working at your desk, you just turn this light on and it shines at you. And it supposedly gives you enough light to mimic sunlight outside. So the seasonal affective disorder is minimized or goes away or is not nearly as bad. And I've tried that. I've got one right in front of me as I'm speaking. I've got one right here. And does it work? I don't know. Maybe a little bit, but it's a real thing. It's a real issue, and it's not going to go away as long as we have different length days and different amounts of sunlight. And of course, the more northern or more southern you are away from the equator, the more it's going to affect you, because in the winter, the days would be shorter. If you're closer to the equator, it's probably not a real issue. And I don't think I've got a large audience that's super, super close to the equator. So wherever you might be right now, you're probably affected in some way by seasonal affective disorder, by the difference in different amounts of sunlight during the year. So fast forward just this past April. Now, April is even before the summer started, I started microdosing. And if you're new to me, new to my channel, by the way, give me a subscribe, click subscribe if you like what you're hearing. And also, I love it if you could help me rate and review the show if you possibly can. It just helps the show and helps to get out to more people. But I started microdosing psilocybin mushrooms. And again, if you're new to me, microdosing is taking a very, very small subperceptual dose of a psychedelic drug generally. And that could be about 1/10 of the amount that somebody would take to have psychoactive effects, to go on like a trip. When you're microdosing, you're not supposed to really feel anything like that. You can go about your work day, you can drive, you can totally, totally function. So I started microdosing in April, April 1st, actually. And if you want to know some of the things it's helped me with, I urge you to go back and listen to a few of my previous shows, and I'm also going to be doing more in the future. But it's helped me immensely with a lot of issues. But one thing I never mentioned was it absolutely has helped me with seasonal affective disorder, because I started in April, like I said, and by the time Labor Day came around this year and started getting darker, and then more recently we turned the clocks back and the days are really shorter now and it gets dark, you know, like 5 o'clock, 5:30 PM. Guess what? I'm fine. I had a great Labor Day. I had a great daylight savings time over back to standard time. I was totally fine. Do I owe it all to the microdosing? Well, I'm not sure. It's anecdotal, but again, microdosing has helped me with so many things already. I'm willing to say that, yes, this has kind of reset my brain, reset the neural pathways or neurons in my brain. And I could say that with a high degree of certainty, because the microdosing has helped me in ways that nothing else in my life has ever helped me, whether it would be an antidepressant or talk therapy or even the light therapy. Nothing's helped me like the microdosing. I really, really feel good every day. No anxiety. It's like just all gone. It's almost like I can't believe how it worked. And it would have taken me 10 to 20 years of talk therapy to get where I am now. It's amazing. So I recommend, again, this is not to be construed as medical advice. I'm not recommending this to you. I'm not prescribing it. I can't prescribe it really. But if you choose to experiment, like I did starting this past April, I did, and I've had just amazing, amazing positive results that I couldn't see doing it any other way now. I am totally, totally a fan of microdosing. It works for me for sure. Will it work for you? I don't know. It works for a lot of people. There are studies out there, maybe not so much for microdosing, but macrodosing that clearly show that a psychedelic can change the way you think for the better, and you know, kind of like reboot your neurons, your neural pathways. Gives you like a firm brain reboot, if that makes sense at all. So that's what I have to say about seasonal affective disorder. If you suffer from this, if you've ever had you know, getting sad in the when it starts, the days start to get shorter, or even the Sunday evening blues when you feel like you have to go back to school or back to work or back to your, you know, Monday through Friday grind, microdosing could very, very well take care of that issue. In my mind, I mean, it was worth a try for me. I can't tell you what to do. I can't prescribe this. I can't highly recommend it, because again, I'm sharing only my personal experience, but I can say again, it worked. It worked and is working. I'm a fan. I'm not going to stop. It's working beautifully for me. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope it was helpful in some way. Share it with somebody that you might know that has SAD. If you don't, they would appreciate it. I'm quite sure, because the more things you have in your bag of tricks, things you can use to try to combat these things, the better it is. And some will work, some will not work. But microdosing, I think there's a really, really good chance it will work. Talk to you next time. It's Dr. Dave. It's the Dave Matter Lifestyle Show. Hit that subscribe button. Talk to you later.